Blog Talk Radio.
A man should decide what he wants to do with his life.
But every time you asked them what was the greatest challenge, they would always say the black male.
The question stands as to what we are willing to do and to build new institutions that will speak to our needs.
I just do the work. I look at it like a lot of people I know who look at it for their 15 minutes of fame, and this is my life's walk. When I leave here, people will say, that he ain't never stopped this. No, I never will stop it.
For more than two decades, Rory T. Edwards has established himself as an internationally recognized leader and innovator in the world of education, athletic wellness, and lifestyle management transformation. He has partnered with educational institutions, business professionals, and community leaders to introduce and implement proven strategies and action plans that promote the intellectual and social advancement of all people.
Everybody's told me about the hundreds of thousands of individuals who are doing this work, and I applaud all the people who are doing this work. But the thing is that you can't do this work just in your basement.
This is The Rory T. Edwards Show with Sheila Robinson.
I was just reflecting back on our very first discussion about the format of the show, and there's one thing that just sticks out in my mind. You said people always want to talk about
problems. Because every time somebody calls, they want to discuss the problem. And we're not talking about just the problems. So what we said we were going to do, we were going to concentrate on
the
solutions. So if you want to get the solution, you better tune into the Rory T. Edwards Show with the wonderful Sheila Robinson.
Some people can inspire changes in others by simply the power of their words. Rory T. Edwards is one of those people who can best be described as inspirational. Rory has made it his purpose in life to help others.
Being the age that I am, I still to this day can connect with the younger people.
And now listen and join in and be a part of today's conversation. The show will elevate your attitude to increase your altitude through the process of communication, wisdom, vision, experience, structure, and action, which will empower you to take responsibility for the outcome of your most precious possession, you.
Oh, yes. I love that song, Sheila. I love that. Love is the message. How you doing today? Hope everything is well in your end.
It's just awesome. How about you?
You know, if I was any better, I'd be a twin.
That's my line.
You ain't never heard that. You ain't never heard that. You just go try to use it. Don't be trying to take my messages. You know?
Yeah, there's a method. There's always a method to the madness, but yeah. I would love to be a twin, you know? Some days.
I don't know about all that. I don't know if the world's ready for two of me.
Really. That I can believe. So tell me what's happening in the ATL.
You know, it's crazy here because the last few days was in the 80s. Today it was in the 30s, so... This weather is really Mother Nature is really destroying. I mean, she's not destroying. She's letting people know who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, you know, follow nature's rules, and we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Good. You know? Good. Yep, Colorado was in the 80s today. Can't quite figure out this weather, but and you know, because it's dry, there's no. That humidity is, there's no freeze factor. Like, you don't feel cold at all. So, T-shirts and shorts. We were in the park today with our fashion show rehearsal. And we had to go outside because it was too hot in the building. Of course, they haven't cut the air on yet. So, it was amazing. Very nice.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Well, talk to the people today about this. Special show as we end Women's Month that we have planned for today.
Well, I'm very, very excited. One of our ladies we will salute today, her name is Jamie Alexander, and Jamie actually is starting a children's magazine. It's called Jamie's Touch, and I'll let her tell her story, but it definitely is a godsend that we were pulled together into, you know, this project to work on this project with her. And the fashion show, we haven't set the date in stone yet, but it may be at the end of May. We're kind of playing it by ear. The magazine, though, will be out by the end of the year. And the good thing, Rory, I know a lot of our listeners have been commenting. I think I got over 200 comments on some of the pictures that Jamie has taken of me recently. And she is, when I tell you, she's phenomenal. She has an eye. She's actually a fashion designer as well. So the fashion show, again, is going to be a kids' fashion show. It will be in the Denver area. And that's pretty much it. And as you know, we're getting ready for the Strive Talented Teen pageant. So we have another guest that will come on and talk a little bit about the pageant as we prepare for that in October of this year.
Okay, well, let me just put the disclaimers out for all of our participants today. We are sort of giving you, at first I say give you 5 minutes of funk, because we've invited women on to talk about some of the things that we're doing. So the one thing that is going to happen is that I want you to realize that this can't be an ongoing conversation, because we have people calling in from right now into the studio until about 9:15. So as soon as we get notified that someone else is in the studio, we're going to try to wrap up the conversation with you. So ladies, if you're on the line, if you're ready to get on, make sure you dial the number. Make sure you press 1. As soon as our engineer lets us know that someone is on the line ready to go, we're going to bring them in according to how they press 1. So my suggestion to the people who are listening is just, you know, when we introduce ourselves, just go right in. Go right in and tell people what you're doing. Because, again, I don't want you to go into a situation and then all of a sudden say, well, let me tell you a little bit more, and then someone else comes on. And I don't want it to seem rude that I tell you that we have to end the conversation because we have someone else in the studio. So we have about 8 women coming up tonight. So please, ladies, we would love to have each and every one of you on an individual show, but today is just your 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes of funk. And so just want to put that disclaimer out there so nobody gets mad at Sheila saying, well, you told me I was going to have more. No, well, guess what? You're not. Okay?
Well, you can't make it any clearer than that, my friend.
You think I said it all right? You think it was?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see.
And we have one. We have one in the building. We have one in the studio already. So let's go. Let's open up the lines.
All right. Who do we have in the studio?
Good evening,
Sister Ingram.
Yes, Brother Edwards. Thank you for having me be a part of this celebration of women and ending this month. This is absolutely phenomenal. I'm so excited to be a guest on the show. And thank you for disclaiming, because I'm going to take my 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes of funk and talk about Ruby Realm Entertainment that is going on in Connecticut. That's where I'm calling from, New Britain, Connecticut, today. Ruby Realm Entertainment is a thought-provoking theatrical production designed to stir emotion and a vehicle of awareness through entertainment. I'm allowed to be creative because of my creator. And I know truly uses me to bring up issues of things that are hidden in the shadows. This theatrical production talks about broken relationships that continue to be in the process of healing, wounded people, mental illness, abuse, domestic violence, so many things, this addiction. But it brings in a empathy of hope. I've been writing for the last 20 years and directing performances with so many different wonderful people. But what brought this all together for me was in the beginning was a 6-year project that was a theatrical production with a group of young adults. They were in seventh grade at that time, so they're about 13, 14 years old, called Destiny's Golden Squad. They were made up of students from Roosevelt Middle School in New Britain, Connecticut. These courageous young adults addressed issues that they believed were affecting their peer group. I wrote, but they brought to life the scenarios of hope throughout the struggles of adolescence that made the difference in life. So I knew after that whatever I wrote, whatever I touched, had to combat the taboos and stigmas that were just faced in society today that no one really wanted to talk about. That were hidden underneath the rug, per se, that affected individuals, families, and communities. there was no more that what goes on this house stays in this house, because all the windows and all the doors have now become open in this production. My cast, which I call my chosen ones, are 12 of the most phenomenal people ever met in my life. This production was done on December 3rd at a theater at Trinity on Main in New Britain, Connecticut. It will be done on April 11th in Hartford, Connecticut, and then again on June 13th, again on Trinity on Main. These fabulous individuals, made up of community activists, legal professionals, of a pastor, comedians, chair people of a commission on HIV and AIDS, Ryan White Planning Trust Committee, founder of a production company. All these people come together, and the creative energy brings to life so many different scenarios that are absolutely wonderful. I'm bringing these messages that are not always comfortable for folks. We applied for the Atlanta Black Theater Festival this year. We didn't make it this year. That's okay, Atlanta. That's all right. I'm going to be there this year because 4 days and 40 plays, that's right up my alley. And thank you, Brother Edwards, for cueing me in on that a couple of months ago. But we're going to call
Definitely, but you know what I'm laughing about? You know what I'm laughing about? Because, Valerie, you followed instructions to the T. You just came in and went straight for the jugular. I was sitting here listening to the phone. I was laughing. I said, we didn't even get a chance to say, hey, Val, what's going on? You know, like we do our little comedy stuff in there. I got to do my little comedy stuff. But that's why I had to break it up and say, you know, that's phenomenal that, you know, I know you've always had this passion. And the great thing is that, you know, you're doing what makes you happy. You see what I'm saying? And that's the great thing. That is the great thing. So, the play will be out again?
I'm sorry?
When will the play be out again? What's the date?
The date is April 11th. The name of the play is Who Is It? I think I forgot to say that in the beginning of my 5 to 7 minutes of funk.
Yeah, the play is called Who Is It?
Who is it? Yes.
Okay.
And that's the goal. Find out throughout all this production, which is 2 hours long production, and find out just who is it.
Right. That's so true. Well, why don't you? Do you know everybody in the play's name? Why don't you give them a shout out?
Oh, I most certainly do. First, I'd like to shout out to A Plus Hollywood, who is Miss Bonnie, who is Vicious in the play. To Alice Ferguson, who is Miss Ruby, who's the one who holds the family together. Andre McGuire, a.k.a. Uncle Drunk, also known as Edward, who is the one that keeps things in mischief but wants to know the answer for what's going on. Brandy Williams, who plays Jackie. Brandy is also my quarterback in the back room that keeps me all in sync, so I love everybody in this. Brandy is Jackie. Brandy's a little instigator in the family that wants to keep some mess going on and does not like Vonnie too much. We have Mia Phillips, who plays Red. Joseph Outlaw, who plays the player in all of this. Javon Mifflin, who plays Yvonne's son. Jasmine Brown, Amani Ingram, Destiny Carpenter, who all play friends for each other. Marcelino Hill, and Sherilyn Jack. All of every single one. Shout out to my most precious chosen ones. Y'all are phenomenal. I love you. Thank you for bringing this vision to life.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, like I said, Val, we're going to talk because we definitely, like I said, every young sister, I got to call everybody young sister tonight, who is on the show, we need to have an opportunity to highlight the things that you're doing and also uplift things that are uplifting our community. So we want to definitely thank you for sharing with us that the play will be April 11th, excuse me, April 11th, right? And it's called Who Is It?
Who Is It?
And it's going to be where again?
It will be coming to Atlanta.
Okay, we'll receive it open arms. We'll make it happen. You know that. And I know Sheila wants it in Colorado. So anyway.
Yeah, you can bring it on to Colorado too, but Rory told me I can't bring everything here to Colorado, but you're more than welcome to bring it to Colorado.
We'll come to Colorado. We'll come to Colorado as well. Again, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Do you have anything scheduled in Connecticut before we let you go?
Yes, April 11th. It is scheduled at the Carriage House on 360 Farmington Avenue in Hartford, Connecticut. And then June 13th, Trinity on Main, 59 Main Street in New Britain, Connecticut.
Well, why don't you go to the Rory T. Edwards Show page and make sure you put a post on Facebook on that so we can make sure the followers will be there to support you.
Excellent. I thank you very much for allowing me to be on the show and also for putting this up on your webpage.
All right. Thank you, Val. You have a good night. We'll definitely talk.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. All right, Sheila, we ready. We got multiple calls in here, so let's go to the next call. I believe that's Miss Jan Edwards Sykes.
My crazy brother. It's
what's
me.
What's going
on? What's
okay.
Hi, Sheila.
What's up, Jan? What's up, girl?
Nothing, sister. Same old, same old.
Yeah. You still stop in traffic, though.
Right. I don't know what's traffic. So anyways, I'll rush through my 5 to 7 minutes, but, you know, if Rory has some comedic time, he can fill that in real quick, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to get that in, but right now, you know, get your minutes in. I got people on the clock. I know you're my sister. I love you, but we still on the clock.
Okay. So as you know, I've always had a passion for arts and crafts since I was young and did it as a hobby. So with the encouragement of my friends and especially my family, I developed Two Girls LLC, and it's spelled the number 2 and G-U-R-L-Z for you to be unique. And then it's named after my two daughters, Brianna and India. My company is focused on providing unique items you can't find in the big box stores. I create customized greeting cards, brag books, invitations, scrapbooks, unique centerpieces, event planning I do. So like a jack of all trades. So my email information is 2 GURLZ LLC@gmail.com. My blog is 2Girls, again spelled 2 GURLZ LLC.blogspot.com. And then my Facebook page is 2 GURLZ LLC. So I wanted to rush through my 5 minutes so I can, you know, hear some smart remarks from you, Mr. Edwards.
Wow. I mean, I'm the professional on this particular show, so I don't know why you would insinuate that I would make any smart remarks. I just figured I was going to give you the 5 minutes because I knew Sheila was going to try to, you know, jump in there and talk like, you know.
I'm not going to say a word because I know. Yeah. I know her stuff is good, so I'm going to let you handle this one.
Well, no, I mean, I've been trying to encourage Jan to definitely get her stuff out because the other organizations who put out personal cards and things like that, they don't put that personal touch there. You know, I went the other day just to find a card for a friend of mine who I wanted to send just a card to say thank you. And there were very limited cards that said thank you. And then the message was so bland that, you know, it really didn't put any emphasis on the fact that you really want to thank somebody for what they did. Because, I mean, you know, we're in the world right now where people are texting and they really don't put any emotions behind the things that they say. And I do believe, you know, us being a species of still communication, that the power of words is one of the most powerful things that we can do. So, I mean, if you've seen some of Jan's stuff, you would be like, oh, my God, she did some amazing stuff. She did a centerpiece, these centerpieces for me for my young men one time for my academy. And I found those the other day in my storage, and I was looking and I showed somebody and they said, who did this? And I said, my sister, and she's playing now. She's playing, you know, so very, very talented. So we need to definitely get out there, people, and support the Two Girls LLC for my Bree Bree and my India. I can't call them my Bree Brees and Indias anymore because they're grown women now, you know. So, but anyway.
But thank you again for giving me this opportunity, and I celebrate all these women that will be on the show tonight. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. You do the same. All right, Sheila, we got somebody from your hometown on the 303 area code ready in the studio ready to do something.
All right. Let's see. I think that may be Miss Chanel Monet. Is that you, Chanel?
It sure is. Hello,
how are you?
Hey, Chanel. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I just want to say I'm so proud of you guys for what you're doing with this radio show. You know, I can't even imagine how much work it goes into, and you guys just make it seem so easy. So,
well, thank you. Thank you, Chanel. Well, tell us about your new venture.
Yeah, so I am going off into the speaking business, and my brand is Chanel the Motivator. And what I'm really trying to capture are those young women and young girls and even young men who are, you know, trying to find their way and help guide them through that, whether that's through corporate America, whether that's through doing an entrepreneurship. You know, I really want to help them. Through my life, I've been given great opportunities to, you know, climb that corporate ladder, if you will, and I think we need more people out there lending that helping hand and saying, I will help you through this. I'll give you the tools that I was provided, and we'll do this together.
Right. One of the other opportunities that you were just in Las Vegas to do, why don't you talk a little bit about that and let us know how we can support in your website and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just speaking with the fellas from the Hip Hop Success TV crew, so definitely shout out to them. They're doing wonderful things in the hip hop community, just helping change it to a more positive road, how it used to be in the good old days. And so I was on that show just giving a female perspective, talking about how women are portrayed in hip hop, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. I also have an opportunity with Rhythm Wave Radio, which is based here in Denver, coming up on April 4th, talk about a similar topic, just women in the media. And I speak at different events, mostly around women empowerment. But, yeah, basically I'm just trying to, you know, get out there and give people the gems that I was given. And as far as my website, it's ChanelTheMotivator.com. You can reach me there. You can reach me on Instagram. It's Demure_Chanel.
Spell Chanel, yeah. Chanel. Spell Chanel for him, though.
Sure, it's Chanel, just like the designer. C-H-A-N, like Nancy, E-L.
Okay. Well, Chanel, I mean, you have a great influencer, I want to say. I could call your mother some astonishing names, but I mean, you have a great model that you were given this talent by. So I know you're going to do amazing things. So that's incredible. And I'm glad that you're out there.
Thank you.
And
it's
a little bit of knowledge. I have a little bit of knowledge in the speaking circuit. So if you ever need, you know, any guidance or any assistance or anything, please, you know, reach out and let me know, because I'm always willing to help and provide, you know, some of my knowledge to those who are trying to carry those messages. So really glad to hear that you're out there doing that, because our young people do need some help. They need some help. We all need some help. But
yeah, exactly. Let's definitely touch base offline. And as far as my mother, my mentor, my helper throughout all my years, she has three kids, but I can name numerous people who consider her as a mother figure, and I'm just a very lucky lucky person to have a mother who is also a motivator and a cultivator of good energy. So,
excellent.
Love you, Mom.
Oh, hi.
Right, she over to tearing up. She over to tearing up and everything. That's good. Get it, Chanel. Tell some others. Say some other stuff good about her. Make her cry on this radio show.
I can only take one a day, one a day, one a day. Well, Chanel, I know you got to go because you're trying to get your film together. You're doing your short film. So thank you for taking the time to come out and introduce everyone to your business. And, you know, ChanelTheMotivator.com. Just check it out as soon as you can. And thanks, Chanel.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Chanel. All right.
Bye-bye.
Sheila, we ready. We ready, Sheila. We ready to move. We got some people waiting to go. So the next one, let's keep it moving. This is like a simile line. I like this, but everybody's powerful and moving some information forward.
Well, that was our goal was, you know what?
Right.
At the end
right.
of the month, let them all shine. You know, this is her
That's
story.
Right.
Women, her story month.
Okay, if that's what you say. It's your
that's
mom. All right.
Let them tell their stories. Who do we have next?
Okay, I guess the caller dropped, so we're just going to wait for somebody else. If we have nobody else in, we're just talking and somebody comes on.
Good
Oh, they're
stuff.
Back. They're back. Just like what's the name? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Magic.
I'll be back. They're back. All right, let's get them. Let's bring them in. Who do we have on the studio on the Rory T. Edwards Show with Sheila Robinson?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Is that Jamie?
It is, and we're so confused over
and
here.
And Asia. Hey, girls, what's up?
We're just waiting to get in here. How awesome.
Well, Rory, I have to introduce you too, and I've done a lot of professional photos, and you, Rory, you know the modeling and all that other stuff. But
yes.
The best photographer that I have
okay.
met in the last 30 years is on the line, and when I say incredible designer, even though
yes.
I'm a designer, she got me beat, man. She got me like.
Stop. Stop the world, babe.
Well, Jamie, tell us all about Jamie's Touch.
Well, Jamie's Touch is sent from above, from me to you, from God. So that's
right.
What's up with Jamie's Touch. Yes, sir. Yeah, so all of my blessings are from above. Had no idea this was going to be the journey that I was going to be taking. But, yeah, God's got a lot of good things going on here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you see, the future of your Jamie's Touch magazine. Where do you see that going? What are some of the things you want to accomplish in your magazine?
Well, it seems to be endless. So the opportunities to me are just endless. So, I mean, just the magazine alone is just a step.
That is just beautiful. And I know that you have one of your models on the line, Miss Asia. Tell me, how is it working with Jamie's Touch?
She's the reason why I even started modeling. It wasn't something that I always dreamt of doing, you know, being a model. But then she found me on Facebook one day, and she said, hey, how would you like modeling my clothes for me? And I went and looked at her pictures, and I seen all her clothes. I was like, I wrote her back, and I told her, heck yeah. And she got me into my first fashion show, and since then, she's just been great. I mean, she's got me into the Dime magazine, which is nationwide. I've met plenty of good photographers. Through her, actually, that's where all my networking came from. All the opportunities that I've been blessed with, they've came through Jamie. So she's been a really good, great impact on my life, and as well as you, Sheila, too.
Yes, Sheila, you've been a blessing to us, too, love.
Oh, thank you, ladies. You know what?
Oh, that's so sweet.
We're doing a kids' show right now from ages 3 to 17, and it's really been a journey, but I'm just so thankful that I have Sheila and Chanel and Asia. to be making the kids' dreams come true. So this has just been a blessing how our circle came about. So,
and we still need some help with the rest of the dance, Sheila. The kids were a little lost. We need you back in there.
I know, I'm sorry. You saw me on, like, daycare patrol today. But I tell you what, as soon as I get back from my trip across the other side of the country, it's on. Those girls will have some new steps.
Okay.
Right.
We tried.
Oh. Well, thank you, ladies. And so, Jamie, why don't you tell them what your Facebook page is, and if you have your website up, any of that information, share it. So people are pinging me daily asking me who did my pictures. So can you please tell our audience how they can find you?
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Facebook name is Jamie Alexander. That's Jamie Alexander. I do have an Instagram, and it's also under Jamie Alexander, and my website is still in the works.
All right, very good. And then, you know what, if anyone else needs to reach her, you'll follow her on my page. If you're on my page, you guys, you can find her there. Thank you, ladies, so very, very much. And, Asia, let's try to take care of our other thing as soon as we can. So if not tonight, tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
And thank you all.
All right, thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Well, okay, I guess. We'll move right along then. How about that, Sheila? Okay.
Hey, sounds good to me. Unless you want to take a break and come back.
No, we don't want to take a break. We got people in the studio ready to go.
Let's do it.
Let's keep it going. Okay, who's our next caller?
Hi, this is Darlie George. My business is Hartford Craft Company. How are you?
Okay. So you are the friend of Jan, correct?
Of Jan, yes, your lovely sister.
That is so right. Thank you for calling in.
So I actually do crafting as well. I do a lot of hand sewing, baking, cake pops, and small items like that. I mainly do classes with girls probably around the ages 7 to 15 in the East Hartford area. I have always been crafting. I worked in human services, and, you know, a couple of years ago I was like, you know, I really want to do this with the young girls just so that they can build more self-esteem and just have that great creative outlet that a lot of the girls do not get to have. Right now I do some doll bedding that's on my Etsy store, and that is Hartford Craft. And then right now it's just Barbie doll bedding, and I'm working on 18-inch doll bedding for the larger dolls. And I use the money that I make from that to help fund the classes that I'm doing right now.
Okay, that's interesting. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question that has a little comedy to it, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you design different outfits for different Barbies?
I'm not doing anything with clothes. It's mostly just the bedding. So it's
just the bedding.
Very,
okay.
Very girly bedding. So
okay.
Bedding with pillows and just very, you know, cutesy kind of things.
And do you do designer stuff? So if somebody requests a certain bedding for their collection, you do stuff like that?
Yes, I can definitely do that.
Okay. Because I know Sheila has a Barbie collection. I don't know. You know, I know Sheila has a Barbie collection.
It sounds like I need to go get one. But I do have one of those dolls that sits near my, you know, with their back to you. It's a bigger doll, not a Barbie. But, it, you know, all the kids always want to go and play with her, but she really has no face. So, but,
oh, my goodness. I think it's probably time to upgrade then.
No, but she is cute. I like her. I can't give her up. I've only had her for 20 years or so. She's cute. But I like the Barbie, you know, accessories type idea. It would be great if you have anything where you can, you know, get into that American Girl market and try to get some of your products sold through American Girl, because I went in there. I mean, they had them. Those kids were bringing in their dolls to get their hair done. I was amazed.
Right, absolutely. And they're bringing them in. It's a, what is it, the doll hospital, I believe? Yes.
Yes. So they take their dolls seriously, and you know, again, if you're gonna do it, go big, go real big. But congratulations, we're very proud of you. Make sure you go on the Rory T. Edwards Show page and share the information. But you can tell the audience now, you know, what's your website, how can they reach you, and then share that information on the Rory T. Edwards Show page on Facebook.
Okay. All right, thank you. So you can reach me on Facebook at Hartford Craft Company. Again, I said SP Hartford Craft. Instagram, it's also Hartford Craft. And you can definitely reach me at any one of those places. And my blog is hartfordcraftcompany.blogspot.com.
All right.
All right.
Well, we thank you. And we heard you're very talented, so continue to use your talent.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You do the same. Thank you very much for calling me. All right, Sheila, we're running right on time, and we're ready to go. We have another caller in the studio. Are you ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's bring her to the stage.
Do we have a caller in the studio? Actually, caller, is your phone on mute? It might be there, just on mute.
And you got to hit one. You got to hit one, too. Okay. Well, they texted me and said they were in.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
You can? Okay. I think I have a delayed response or something.
Whatever.
Hi.
That's my daughter, Shardesky.
Hi, everyone.
The author.
Sorry, the author.
Who was that, Lily?
Uh-huh.
Okay, tell us, hey. Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
because so
my daughter don't mean nothing. You got your 5 minutes. Let's go.
Yes, I know. Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. As Mr. Edwards did say, I'm Sharday Edwards, and I am here promoting my new book. I was part of a collaboration with 27 other women, a book called Fabulous New Life, and it was all about transformation from an ordinary life to an extraordinary life. It was an amazing project to work with these 27 women because we all had different stories to kind of see where we all came from, whether it was mindset change, financial change, lifestyle change. But it was good to kind of see us all work together and come as a sisterhood to promote our book. So our book is once again called Fabulous New Life, and it's collaborated by Aprielle Franks-Hunt, A Woman Recharged. And the book can be found on Kindle and also on Amazon. So we have a special right now for Kindle users for $2.99, and on Amazon it's $19.99.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah, you can, man, we should have had you bring a little bit of the book to read for the audience.
But I know. Well, I have to come back and bring it for you guys. But just so you know, we actually hit bestseller, so I can officially say I'm an official best-selling author, which is awesome.
Yes, awesome. That's so good.
That's all right.
Thank you. Your next daddy.
Oh, yeah, we know. We're about to go down here on this book thing. Don't even, I'm thanking you for the plug, but it's about to go down. I'm about to go Frank Lucas on this book. Please understand that. Yes,
well,
indeed.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Okay, and how's your event going? You had an event at your grandmother's?
I had an event with my grandmother?
At your grandmother's house?
Me and Leah actually came to go to the movies to go see Home, so we decided not to go over there.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. Bye, Sheila.
All right, babe, we'll talk to you. Thank you very much. You didn't tell people how to get in touch with you. Get the book, so you didn't tell them that.
Oh, well, unfortunately, my Amazon author account is not set up quite yet. So the way to find the book will just be on Amazon and write in Fabulous New Life.
Fabulous New Life. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you and continue much continued success, and we will be talking.
Very, very very, 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 very proud of you, my dear. Good job.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Tell my princess I said bye, too.
Bye, Papa.
Bye, Papa. Bye, baby. All right.
All right, bye.
Take care. All right, Sheila, we did this thing. We got anybody else that you know that's supposed to be calling in?
No, but you never know. So there are some people that said, you know, I'm going to call some people. We're supposed to record. You know what it is. But
okay, well, what about we just take a break real quick, and we'll give people an opportunity if they want to call back in after we come back from the break real quick. We will give people the opportunity to share that maybe just listening and doing something. Now, remember, you got to be a woman. Okay, because I do have a code with my engineer that will cut you short if you come up here talking about, I don't know why I wasn't included. You know why? Because click, that's what you get.
You are silly. You are something.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, anyway. All right, how about we take a quick break and then we'll be right back on the Rory T. Edwards Show with Sheila Robinson.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, this is a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added colors, no added chemicals. Then give us a call at 404-286-6700. Or come on down to 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. We're looking for distributors and master distributors. Want to learn how? Go online to chronickiller.com and register. Chronickiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you. Love E Fashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997 and tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love E Fashion, helping you look and feel fabulous.
Don't go anywhere.
What?
We're not finished yet.
Listen to this.
Coming up next, it's the 60-Second Solution with Rory T. Edwards.
We could have the solution you're looking for.
We cool now.
Okay, so we know that you know a lot about athletics and training, you know, people who believe they want to be professional athletes. What are some of the tips that you give parents when they want their kids or believe their kids can become a professional athlete?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because that's sort of the first chapter in the book, and it's actually talking about being honest with your DNA makeup, right? So many people believe that athletics is the way out of a situation. It gives you a status in the community. It gives you all of the prestige that actually gives people that identity that they thirst for. But in reality, if two scientists were to have a baby, in most cases, that person's DNA would make them more adaptable to be a scientist than an athlete. And so most of the times we look at our children being good in a small forum, and we think that they're competitive on a much larger scale. And so the first thing that I usually tell people what to do is be honest with your child's true ability. And the thing is that also for that, you have to put your child in the best competition, because the only way you measure success is to go to where success is occurring. And so with athletics, I think you also have to look at the outcome. Most people choose athletics, and most people say that I really want my child to be an athlete, but you got to look at the staggering numbers of people who do become athletes, and then those who do not succeed at life after that athletic career is over. So you have to look at the whole process. So that's what I tell people now. Anything that I talk to people about transforming their lives, look at what the outcome might be, and then set up a plan on how you are going to be the exceptional one who is not affected by the normal outcome. So, you know, we're going to have to do a whole show on the book, because that's those particular steps that I talk about. But I'm glad you did ask me, because there are still so many young people out here who aspire to be a professional athlete and have no idea what that process may be. So thank you for asking that question.
I will make sure I pass that on. All right. We had one full packed show, and
yes,
thank you so much for saluting these wonderful women, all moms. And you know, the good thing, we're going to have our flyer done hopefully shortly, and the flyer though will have behind it all of the links to the various shows, and we've had some phenomenal guests for this month. Topped it off at the end, because we believe those women that we had on today, those are the ones that are going to lead us into their legacies, into the future, that are making change as it happens right now versus always looking at historical information. Let's talk about what we do now and live in the now. So God bless them all. I wish them nothing but success, and I salute you, my friend, my co-producer.
Thank you.
For having the vision to do that.
Yeah, and they did wonderful. I want to thank them all, too, because some people may think that they didn't, you know, that they hope they did well. But this is not about doing well or doing bad. It's about sharing your information, because the thing that you do well is what God has given you the talent to do. And so everybody is not a public speaker, but I wish I had half of the talents that the women that we had on today and the ones that you brought on during the course of the month. I wish I had half of some of the talents that they have. So we had to salute women, because the bottom line, as I know, you know, I'm a man, 100% love what, you know, men are capable of doing, but know that most of it would never get done if it wasn't for a woman. So, you know, I totally salute my sisters. And this is not connected to race. It's connected to my sisters. If you are in the struggle with me and have the same mindset, methodologies, ideologies, and your complexion is different, I still salute you. So we thank you for bringing the people that you brought to the show this month, too, Ms. Sheila Robinson Butler. Okay, Sheila.
We're going into April, and I've been working on my music.
Please, hope you have worked on your music, because I am about to I'm about to annihilate you. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Can you say that word one more time? Because I need to make sure I post that, because I don't want you to feel too bad when you kind of like say, oh man, I can't believe she did that. So
right. It's just about music. It's just about the thing. And like I said, I am going to annihilate you. I want you to put that out there. Make sure you spell it correctly and put it out there on Facebook. It's about to go down. We're about to have a very powerful show on next Sunday, which is Easter Sunday. So we might even go a little controversy next week, a little controversial next week. I don't know. But then the following week, we have the showdown, the music showdown.
The showdown.
The showdown, whatever you want to call it, it's about to go down. And, and this is not a battle of the sexes. It's just a battle of the best music composers. Because I already picked out some that you never heard about.
We have to talk offline about the voting, because I need to make sure I'm clear on how this voting of who actually had the best song is going to work, you know.
Well, we're going to tell people to call in, you know, like we do today. That's what people who listen, all you have to do is just call in on the 12th, write that date out, mark that day on the calendar. All you have to do is call in and say, you know, we're just going to ask after, you know, I'm going to be a gentleman, because chivalry's not dead. I'm going to let Sheila's song go first, and then I'm going to play mine. And please don't think that I'm real. Because, no, we're sending in our songs Thursday to Robin.
Right.
So Robin's going to have our songs. Don't try to call her and try to tell a girl, guess what? Tell me what he has, and then I'll send a different song. Robin, please don't do that, Robin. You know, I know you listening, but Robin, this is not about siding with Sheila or me. It's about.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Robin.
She's a girl.
I'll talk
She's
to
on
Robin.
My team. We got
okay,
this
well,
covered.
All right, Robin. I don't think Robin. We gonna throw the Lord in and on Robin. I know Robin. Robin ain't gonna mess with the Lord. So we gonna put the Lord on it. We gonna say, Lord, don't let Robin play around with this music. So we gonna send it to Robin, and Robin's gonna have the music.
All right, that's all right.
Robin says she don't know nothing, but see, that's what I'm good. I'm glad she's neutral on this. So we just gonna put that out there and let Robin hold the music, and then when we start the songs. Sheila's song will go first. My song will go second. And then we're going to say, okay, people call and hit one, because people are listening. Hit one real quick and say what song won or what song touched you a little bit more and why. And again, I'm going to lay the disclaimer out right now for people. I don't need to hear about that's when you met your first love and, you know, you were walking in the park holding hands and you remember the three-piece suit he had on or the gabardines. Pants that he was wearing or the Pumas or he had on a Michael Jackson Flair shirt. I don't need to know all that. I really don't need to know all that. You know, you keep those memories to yourself. Well, I can remember when I met him, you know, he was, you know, 200 pounds and buffed, and I don't need to know all that. Really, keep it, you know, keep your personal memories to yourself. Just tell us what the song did for you, okay? Just made me feel good. Ooh, Sheila, that song was incredible. But Rory, you brought it too. Stuff like that. That's all we're doing. We're just trying to bring some. We're just trying to bring a little music. That's the music soothes a savage beast, right?
Mm,
that's what we're trying to do. Totally. So it's going to be going down. But you wait till the 19th. The 19th, we're going to bring some serious controversy to the show. I want you to mark that down, too. I have one of the most powerful brothers of information that is out here. Brother I met when I first got here named Gary Turner. He's up in D.C., attorney Gary Turner. But there's some stuff that he's going to bring. It's going to be incredibly powerful. And then the following week we're going to go with some other very powerful stuff, especially about the conditions. Because, you know, Sheila, I talked to you about, you know, my experience in Charlotte and about how I said right now young people really don't listen the same way.
Right.
So we're going to share some strategies about with people on how we get people to understand and deliver the message to young people who listen a different way. So we're going to have to come up with some strategies on how we combat the information that they're getting right now. So if you're involved or want to start working or you're working with young people and you want to reach those who need to be reached, we're going to come up with some strategies about that. Okay?
Good stuff. All right. Well... Yeah. Tell everybody where they're going to be able to reach you because they can always. Oh, wait a minute. We got a few more minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to cover today?
I'm good. I thank everybody again for doing a wonderful job, all of the ladies. Make sure that you, if you miss something about what the young ladies are doing, you can definitely get the link off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely share with your friends. Follow us on the Rory T. Edwards Facebook page, Rory T. Edwards Show Facebook page. So you definitely can follow us and get the link from there and listen to some of those young ladies and mature ladies who are doing phenomenal things throughout this country.
Yeah, and if you have any other ladies that are doing some phenomenal things, salute them. You know, if they're your friends and you're out there and you can post their businesses or, you know, share what they're doing, that's what this is about. You know, you really should be helping your sisters and your brothers out there.
Right. Okay, once again, tell them where they can get you, where they can find you.
All right. Sheila Robinson on Facebook and thesheilarobinson.com. You can also find me, striveusa@aol.com is the email address if you're interested in information about the pageant. And you can always find me on the Rory T. Edwards Show page. And you, sir?
Just Google me, Rory T. Edwards. Everything is Rory T. Edwards. Rory T. Edwards 1 at Gmail is my email. The Rory T. Edwards Show page on Facebook. The website is www.rorytedwards.com. Twitter, Rory T. Edwards. Instagram, Rory T. Edwards 1. So everything is Rory T. Edwards, you know, because, I mean, if I'm going to do something, I might as well do it under the auspices of Rory T. Edwards, right?
Yeah. I love that. I love your branding. But I know one thing is for sure. If they cannot find us in any of those places, they can always write it.
In the sky. Peace and blessings, family.